What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Number one, happy Monday. And number two, oh boy, I feel like we need to apologize. Like, I need to issue somewhat of a formal apology. So if we could we like zoom in and start some dramatic music? Listen, since we last did a show last week, there has been like 500 to 600 new subscribers, new people to the channel, and that is like, that's insane. And I feel like the new people, they don't know exactly what they got themselves into. You know what I mean? So I feel like we need to apologize, like, as a whole community to those new people. And new people, if no one's told you yet, let me be the first one to tell you that this show is fucking awesome. News. If this time last month you went outside and you were like, man, holy shit, it is so hot. Like, this has to be the hottest month of August ever. You were right. According to NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, which, if we're being honest, like, I don't know how credible that source is in terms of keeping a record of things, because NASA is for space. And if you didn't know, we ain't in space. Either way, 136 years ago, they started keeping track of how hot each month is. And according to this graph, this past August was the hottest August in the history of Augusts. At least in the history of 136 years, anyway. Now, usually, July is the hottest month of the year, which it still was. I mean, this past July was the hottest month in the history of everness, and August just happened to tie it, making it also the hottest August ever. And then, I understand your question might be, John, what does this have to do with tech news? And to that, I would say, absolutely nothing. I just don't have a lot of news today. If you had no idea, the Google Cardboard camera app is a thing. The ability to use your Google Cardboard to take 360-degree photos. It's only been available on Android, but that is now changing. It's coming to iOS. So that might be exciting to you. But if you, like, really look at it, if we're being honest, the Google Cardboard camera thing is really only a glorified Spheres app. Like, the Google Spheres, Photo Spheres thing, the thing that allows you to take 360-degree photos just using your phone camera, it's sort of what this is, except now you got a piece of cardboard on your f***ing face. So, moving on. As I mentioned on a previous episode of Front Page Tech, Instagram has been working on a comment filter, the ability to allow you to blacklist certain words from showing up in your comments on your photos. That all changes today. They've been testing this for, like, high-profile users, like celebrities and stuff, but now it's available to everyone. If you want to blacklist certain words, you can do it starting today. Just go into your Instagram settings, I guess. This is great because I'm f***ing tired of people calling me Kermit the Frog, so now I can just kind of, like, stop that. I can end that from happening in my life. Samsung is done with printers. At least they're, like, done making them. They'll probably still use them to, like, print out recall documents. HP is buying Samsung's printer business for $1.05 billion. With this, HP says they want to disrupt and reinvent the $55 billion copier industry, which, according to them, quote, hasn't innovated in decades. Dude, HP, solid move, great purchase. I mean, this is absolutely fantastic for consumers. I mean, they said they want to reinvent, like, printers and stuff. So just imagine, hear me out here. What if, like, when they reinvent printers and stuff, we could, like, have a printer that doesn't just print out paper, like, it prints out things, you know what I mean? Like, If you have an Android device and you're still paying full price for the apps or the games that you want, you're doing it wrong. By using the Amazon App Store instead of the Google Play Store, you can easily and legally find most of the same applications that you would usually pay for through the Google Play Store, except for free. And I mean actually free, like even in-app purchases free. And even if by chance that app or that game that you want isn't totally free, you can still use Amazon coins to pay less money than you would in the Google Play Store. To get started, it is super easy. Just open up the browser on your Android device and go to amazon.com/underground or tap the ad to learn more.